Welcome everyone to shareenjoyment.com. We want to give a special thank you to Mitch Green, who's here tonight with us, for all of his incredible diligence, his smada in learning and in making sure we're able to get together and learn every night of the week, and very much appreciative of his tireless efforts on behalf of all of us. Likewise, a shout out to my dear friend Jake Wyman, the one and only. Special thank you to him for all of his hard work overseeing the entire shareenjoyment.com project. Tonight, we're going to learn L'zeche U'l'ibu Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. Thank our sponsor for dedicating the share with generosity on behalf of this neshama, may the neshama have an aliyah, lichting a Gan Eden. Likewise, as everyone is aware, there is a war. The war has intensified in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be mechazik. In our davening, in our learning, in our emunah, be a zechus for Achinu b'nei Yisrael who are now in harm's way. May Hashem protect them. May Hashem bring home the hostages who are suffering, and their families are suffering. And may our learning be a zechus for Achinu b'nei Yisrael, b'chol makom shehem, yitshmiru. There's a lot of anti-Semitism throughout the world. Special shmirah is going to be a zechus for everyone, all the different facets of the situation in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world. I want to welcome everyone back from Pesach. I haven't learned in a while. It seems like it's been a long time. Monday nights have not worked out due to the Pesach schedule. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shachrinu, we're back learning together tonight. This week we are going to learn about Parashas Kedoshim. Parashas Kedoshim begins with a beautiful mitzvah by Dabra Shalom Shalimar, Kedoshim tihiyu, you shall be holy. Ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then the Torah gives us two examples of kedusha. I mean, we can not two examples, we have a whole parsha, but the opening first two mitzvahs that follow from kedoshim in the very next pasuk, they're grouped together in a single pasuk is. Ish imo v'yavol tirahu v'yeshav soisai tishmaru ani Hashem Elokeichem. A person shall fear his mother and his father. Ish imo, his mother and his father, tirahu, you shall fear them. V'yeshav soisai tishmaru, you shall guard my shabbosos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And we have to appreciate that Ani Hashem Elokeichem sandwiches the words of Ish Imo V'yavol Tirahu V'yeshav Soisai Tishmaru. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those are the words that conclude this expression, as well as Ani Hashem Elokeichem is what begins. There's a sandwich. These two mitzvahs are put in between Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, what's going on here? There are a lot of questions to ask. Number one, what's the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the sandwich? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why is there a repetition of this expression? Why is Shabbos and the fear of one's parents grouped together as one mitzvah? I mean, Rashi tells us the basic shot is that the person should not make a mistake and think that if a person's parents tell him to mechallel Shabbos, he should listen. Both you and your parents are obligated to follow Hashem's command. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimim. You have to follow Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You have to follow Hashem Shabbosos. You're not allowed to deviate from the mitzvah. But what? So this Pashup Shad Rashi tells us a similar interpretation of why the two are brought together. Then there's another question: why do we have again the mitzvah? It's mitzvahs again. Why is there a mitzvah of fearing one's parents? Did we not already learn in the Aseret HaDibros? There's a mitzvah of kabed, es avicha v'yasimecha. What exactly is the difference between kavod and yira? Okay, so Chazal tell us, poshup shat, kavod is to feed one's parents, to clothe them, to provide. Yira is not to contradict them, not to sit in their place. Okay, their answers. Why Here, by the mitzvah of Yira, does the mother come first? Whereas by Kavod, the father comes first. Okay, there are answers. There are a lot of questions, and each element has an answer. I'd like to suggest an idea that encompasses a lot of the different questions into what's one idea. It's a drush, but to get a little bit of a mahalach. And to open up this idea, I want to focus on one very small and minor detail, which perhaps can be a Pesach to bring out a point. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kibud Avraham in the Aseres HaDibros, both in Yisroi and in Vo'es Chana, the pasuk says, "Kabed es avicha v'es imecha." The word "es" is repeated twice. Give honor, es avicha, v'es imecha. The emphasis of the word "s," the injection of the word "s," is coming to give a unique distinction to one's father and to one's mother. A father has needs, and a mother has needs. Men and women are very different. Each one has their different needs. Yet here in the parsha of Yira, Ish, Imoy v'aviv, the mother and the father are not given any introduction. There is no Ish es imoy, the es aviv tiro. There is no S. There is no S coming to highlight the uniqueness and the individuality of the father. There are things that a father, you do for a father, which is an expression of Yira. And there are things that you do for the mother, which is an expression of fear. But the Torah doesn't separate mother and father with word S, just groups them together, Ish Imoy V'aviv Tiro. Why is that so? So I want to suggest that small point makes all the difference in what we're trying to bring out. Now let's cut to the chase. I'd like to suggest to you here that the mitzvah ish imo v'aviv tiro, besides the pshuta shel mikra, there's a difference between kavod and yira. But what the pasuk, to a degree, is coming to tell us is to hold in awe the institution of marriage. It's not that the Torah wants you just to don't fear your mother, fear your father, don't contradict your father. That's the pshuta shel mikra. But in the bigger picture, a person should look at his parents not as individuals, but to look at his mother and father as a unit, as an institution, as a group, as a power that is very significant. We all know that. There's an expression, the sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. You can fear your mother and you can fear your father. But when you look at your mother and father together, assuming, of course, they're married, even though we know in the parsha of Arayos, there are many different scenarios where mother and the father, they're not a unit. But when the mother and father are together, as is the case, the person comes from a mother and father, they come from out of wedlock under ordinary circumstances. When you look back at your history, a person should revere that where he comes from, that he comes from a home. They can be a mother, they can be a father, each one has their needs. And that's not what the Pasuk is telling you. It's telling you combine the two together and revere this institution of marriage from where you come. You come from a bias, you come from a home. And therefore, is for that reason, there is no mention of the word S. It's ish imo v'yoviv. It's the unit. It's the bond. It's the institution of marriage. The pasuk concludes the shabsoi sai. Why is the pasuk mentioning Shabbos in the plural form? Shabbos just Shabbos. V'yas Shabbos. What's the shabsoi sai? The emphasis here is on the package. It's not just one Shabbos. Commitment to observe every Shabbos. The institution of Shabbos. Shabbos, by its very nature, is different than the uniqueness of Shabbos, not that Shabbos Hashem came to us. Shabbos is the synthesis of the whole Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayaralekim is kol asher osav yinei toiv me'od. Every day of the week it's toiv. Shabbos is toiv me'od. The sum of the part, the sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And on top of that, not one Shabbos, but multiple Shabbos, where you synthesize the institution of Shabbos in its entirety. Every 7 days, we stop and connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is a different mitzvah than just Shabbos. Oh, today's Shabbos, or Shabbos, I don't work. I guard the Shabbos. I'm a Shomer Shabbos. No, the Shabbos, we don't work. That is an absolute requirement, and that is certainly a prerequisite. But in the big picture of things, is to appreciate the whole, the institution of Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos, which is not a one-day event. It is a theme in Yiddishkeit. And this now really is taking us back to the beginning of the parasha by telling us that Kedusha, what exactly is Kedusha? Kedusha is not you do a mitzvah, you do one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah, a third mitzvah. The essence of Kedusha is taking everything together, analyzing all of its parts, but understanding that the relationship between one mitzvah and another mitzvah is totally zebizah. There are tayyag mitzvahs. Each mitzvah is a necessary component for every other mitzvah. Saying davening multiple times, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Hashem tzevakas yeloi chol aretz kedoshai. Why do we say it three times? It's okay, the Targum tells us, one, there's a kedusha on the earth, there's a kedusha in Shemayim, and there's a kedusha in Zman. Why are we grouping all three together? We're mentioning all three because the essence of kedusha is a sophistication of bringing everything together, appreciating how every mitzvah, everything interconnects with one another. Every element interconnects with one another to bring a greater kivut shamayim. There's kedusha in shamayim. There's kedusha in the arts. But to sustain that kedusha, a sustained kedusha in Shemayim, it involves time. Again, there are three levels of Kedusha. We're saying that in the Volotzi and every single day in the Nusach of Davening, Kadosh, 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 and then we translate in Aramaic. There's Kedusha in Shemayim, there's Kedusha on this earth, and then there's Kedusha in Zaman. What is Zaman? Again, the Zaman is something which represents this the sustain. In order to sustain the sanctity in this world and in Shemayim, we need time. And this is a little bit over my head and needs a little more development to understand the trial of the triple Kedusha. But just the very fact that it's all grouped together is an indication that there's an element in Kedusha of not just the individual element, but the synthesis. How many things come together. And that certainly is true when it comes to Shabbos. It's not just one Shabbos. Chazal said only Mashiach will come, only Klal Yisrael will observe two Shabbosos. Why two Shabbosos? Once you're observing two Shabbosos, you're not looking at Kleinigkeit, one particular object. You're broad. You're looking at the big picture. You're looking at the institution of Shabbos. When it comes to marriage, Ish Imo V'Yavov, we're not here focusing on the mitzvah of just the mother and the father. The mother has needs. The father has needs. Don't sit in your mother's seat. Don't sit in your father's seat. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ish Imo V'Yavov. It's the institution of your parents' marriage. You come from Yichus. You come from a legacy. And perhaps it's for that reason when you contrast this with Kavod. Kavod, the truth is, besides the literal translations, Kavod, you're supposed to provide, Yira, don't contradict. But the truth is, when a person has Yira, there's an awe. That is the greatest Kavod. Yira, a sincere, authentic expression of Yira, includes within it the greatest kavod. You can't possibly have Yira if you don't already have respect. If a person's not going to sit in his father's seat, he's not going to contradict. It's a given that he's going to provide for that being, for that person. So what did Torah just say? Yira, and there's no need to say kavod. Every yira automatically includes kavod. The answer is the individual. When you look at the individual, there's kavod. You can't expect there to be. It could be yira also for each individual, but the main focus when you look at the individual is not so much. It's not possible for this to be yira. Yira. When you combine the kavod of your mother and your father, you put them together and you are focusing on the unit of where you come from, a home. That's a whole different dimension. And that is the kavod is upgraded to a concept of yira. So another example to this point. Rashi here tells us that the parsha begins with the words "Dabi el kol adas b'nei Yisrael." Speak el kol adas. Rashi tells us what does it mean kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It comes to teach us that this parsha was said as a group. The whole this parsha, the first Rashi in this parsha, Melaneh, Shenemra parsha zoi b'hakim. This parsha was said to Klal Yisrael. As a unit, the themes of this parsha, it's not the individual, it is the synthesis of individuals coming together as a unit to appreciate that the whole is a lot greater than the sum of its parts. So we're dealing here with a theme that covers the parsha from beginning to end, and all, especially the first two mitzvahs, not as the yochid, but as the group, as the klal. So let us review the yesod of this week's parsha. Beginning of the parsha, just to review the basic points. Number one, the parsha begins with El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, which according to Rashi tells us, Hakel. We're not dealing here. The theme, the leading theme of the parasha is not to focus on the specific individuals, but to focus instead on Klal Yisrael as a cohesive unit. We rarely mention Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kedusha, as we're going to discover, is not just to focus on the individual, but to realize that in every single element, every single mitzvah built into that mitzvah, there's an element of Kedusha. Which Kedusha is built upon drawing from every different element and understanding everything in its proper point. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Where else do we find repetition in the Torah? Repetition of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. To bring together three different elements. The element of Kedusha is when you combine elements together. appreciate how everything is interconnected. When it comes then to Shabbos, it's mentioned in Moshe Rabbeim Shabbos Oisai. And it automatically tells us that when it says Ish Imo Yov Tiro, when we contrast that with the fact that when it comes to Kavod, it says Esavicha, and here we omit S, but rather Ish Imo Vyaviv. The whole package reveals that we're not coming to, and we upgrade from Kavod to Yira. We're not dealing with to fear your mother and to fear your father. We're focusing here on revering the institution of marriage, especially the home where you've come from. This is an idea. I think we take this idea, we go to the parasha, and we look in the parasha, we have to appreciate there's repetition, there are some mitzvahs that will appear in other parashiyos that appear here once again. We have to use this concept to appreciate that many of the mitzvahs in this parasha, they're not focusing on a specific element, but rather in looking at the mitzvah, standing back and looking at the mitzvah more as a concept and as a more general principle in Yados, which totally broadens the essence of who we are and who we're trying to be. I want to thank you for listening to the shiur, and the Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zoche to hear besoros, tovos, yeshuos, for us and for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, and assuming Matzah Rashivya, I'm the main Vayam Bain Bayabasha, Makam Yerachem Alehem, Yitzin, Mitzar Levacha, Mefeo Laura Bishibulabula, Ashta Bagolo, Zman Korid, and I'm Arame. Have a good night and all the best to all of you. Thank you for coming and listening.